Unit 4. Tape script 4.1. Teenagers and parents.
Tell me, what are some good things about being a teenager and not an adult?
Well, for one thing, you don't have to go to work.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay bills.
Okay.
And you can go out with your friends, and you can go shopping, and you can go to the cinema, and you can...
Oh, come on, Lindsay. Adults can do all that too. But what's different is how much freedom teenagers have.
Don't have, you mean?
Well, right. How much freedom we don't have. I mean, I always have to tell my mum and dad where I'm going and what time I'm coming home.
And what time do you have to get back home?
By 10 o'clock on a weekday. Maybe 11 or 12 at the weekend.
It doesn't matter because you never have enough money anyway.
Definitely. You get pocket money from your parents, but it's never enough. And you aren't allowed to buy whatever you want.
Okay, okay. Life's tough for kids. But what do you think it's like being an adult, Lindsay?
Well, adults have to worry about paying the bills and taking care of their family. They can't always do what they want when they want.
They have responsibilities, you mean?
Yeah. I feel more sorry for my mum than my dad. She's always rushing around and she has to go to work as well. She doesn't have to work on Thursdays and Fridays, but she still has loads of different things to do in a day, like shopping and cooking and taking me to dance classes.
So, do you think your dad has an easier life?
Well, I don't know. He has to drive over 500 miles a week.
Sarah, tell me about school. What are some of the rules at your school?
No, there are so many. Let's see. We can't wear makeup. We aren't allowed to chew gum. We aren't allowed to bring mobile phones to class.
There are millions of rules, all of them stupid.
And if you break one of the rules, you have to stay after school.
Well, speaking of school, I've got to go. I've got to do my homework.
Tape script 4.2. 1.
You don't have to go to work.
2.
You don't have to pay bills.
3.
You can go out with your friends.
4.
I always have to tell my mum and dad where I'm going.
5.
What time do you have to get back home?
6.
You aren't allowed to buy whatever you want.
7.
Adults have to worry about paying the bills.
8.
They can't always do what they want.
9.
We aren't allowed to bring mobile phones to class.
10.
I've got to go. I've got to do my homework.
Tape script 4.3. 1.
Where's my briefcase? I've got to go to work.
2.
Look at those dirty plates. We've got to do the washing up.
3.
Pamela and Charles don't have any food in their house. They've got to go shopping.
4.
John needs to get an alarm clock. He's got to get up early tomorrow.
5.
I haven't got any clean socks. I've got to do the washing.
6.
The chef's ill, so the waiter's got to do the cooking.
Tape script 4.4. Planning a trip.
I can't stop thinking about this trip.
Same here. I spend all my time just looking at maps.
What do you think? Should we take cash or traveller's cheques?
I think we should take traveller's cheques. It'll be safer.
Yeah, I think you're right.
When should we go to Thailand?
Well, I don't think we should go during the rainy season. I'd rather go in February or March when it's drier.
Sounds like a good idea to me. I can't wait to get going.
Tape script 4.5.
You must write to us every week.
Yes, I will.
You mustn't lose your passport.
No, I won't.
Tape script 4.6.
You must look after your money.
Yes, Grandma, I will.
You mustn't talk to strangers.
No, Grandma, I won't.
You mustn't go out when it's dark.
No, Grandma, I won't.
You mustn't drink too much beer.
No, Grandma, I won't.
You must make sure you eat well.
Yes, Grandma, I will.
You must have a bath regularly.
Yes, Grandma, I will.
You must phone us if you're in trouble.
Yes, Grandma, I will.
You mustn't go anywhere that's dangerous.
No, Grandma, I won't.
Tape script 4.7. A new job.
So, what time do I have to start? 11 in the morning or 4 in the afternoon?
And do I have to wear a uniform?
Definitely. You have to wear the same uniform as everyone else. A short-sleeved white shirt, black trousers and a red hat. And a name tag.
So, what do I do exactly?
You serve the customers. Remember, you must always be polite. You say, good morning, or whatever the time of day, and then, can I help you? When they tell you what they want, you have to enter it into the computer, and when they're finished, you should read back what they've ordered. Then you take their money, and you put together their food. That's it.
Great. When can I start?
You start at 4 tomorrow afternoon.
Cool.
Here's your hat, and your name tag. You're all set. Welcome to Burger Heaven, Dave.
Tape script 4.8.
The Italians eat a lot of pasta. The Chinese cook lots of noodles and rice. The British invented football. The Canadians often watch ice hockey on TV. The French produce champagne. The Japanese eat raw fish. The Scots wear kilts on special occasions.
Tape script 4.9. Come round to my place. Sumi.
My name is Sumi. I come from Nagano, Japan. In my country, we usually invite guests home at the weekend for dinner at about 7 o'clock in the evening. Before they come, we must tidy the front garden and clean the entrance hall. Then we must spray it all with water to show that we welcome our guests with cleanliness. The guests usually bring a gift, and when they give you the gift, they say, "I'm sorry, this is such a small gift." But in fact, they have chosen it very carefully. When the meal is ready, the hostess says, "We have nothing special for you today, but you are welcome to come this way." You can see that in Japan, you should try to be modest and you should not show off too much. If you don't understand our culture, you may think this is very strange. When we have foreign guests, we try to serve traditional Japanese meals like sushi, tempura, or sukiyaki. But when we have Japanese guests, we serve all kinds of food such as spaghetti, Chinese food, or steaks. When guests leave, the host and hostess see them out of the house and wait until their car turns the corner of the street. They wait until they can't see them anymore.
Kate.
My name is Kate, and I'm from Bristol, in England. We like to have people over for lunch, and they usually get here around noon. We often have people over to eat, but sometimes, when we invite a lot of people over, for a family gathering, for example, we have what's called a potluck lunch. A potluck is an informal occasion, so people dress casually. If the weather is nice, we'll have it outside, in the garden. What makes it fun is that everyone who comes has to bring a dish of food. They're given a choice: starter, main course, salad or vegetable, or dessert. As the host, I'll know how many of each kind of dish the guests will bring, but not exactly what the foods will be. That's why it's called potluck. It's a surprise, having a dinner party and not knowing what you're going to feed the guests. All I have to do is make one dish myself and get cups, glasses and knives and forks together and supply the drinks. As the guests arrive, they put their dish on the table and people help themselves. Some guests might bring a bottle of wine or flowers as a gift, but I don't expect anything. It's a fun, relaxed way of getting together with friends or family.
Lucas.
My name is Lucas and I am from Porto Alegre, which is in the southern part of Brazil. We like to invite our friends over at weekends, on a Friday or a Saturday night for a churrasco, or Brazilian barbecue. These are very popular in this part of Brazil. People come about 8 in the evening and stay till midnight or even later, sometimes until 2 in the morning, whenever people start getting sleepy. People stay a long time. There is no set time for dinner to end. We'll sit around and play cards or just talk. It's very informal. If people want to bring something, I'll tell them to bring something for the meal, like a bottle of wine or something for dessert. Ah, but what about the food? At the churrasco, we cook different kinds of meat on long metal skewers over an open flame. We have all kinds of meat, beef, pork, and maybe Brazilian sausage, sometimes chicken too. Then we cut off slices of meat from the skewers to serve the guests. It's really delicious. We usually have a potato salad or rice as side dishes. After the meal, we drink coffee or espresso.
Tape script 4.10. 1.
Could you bring us the bill, please?
Yes, sir. I'll bring it right away.
2.
Would you give me your work number, please?
Of course. Oh, shall I give you my mobile number, too?
3.
Can I help you?
Just looking, thanks.
4.
2 large coffees, please.
White or black?
5.
Can you tell me the code for Paris, please?
One moment, I'll look it up.
6.
I'll give you a lift if you like.
That would be great. Could you drop me off at the library?
7.
Would you mind opening the window?
No problem. It's stuffy in here.
8.
Could I have extension 238, please?
That line's engaged. Would you like to hold?
Tape script 4.11. 1.
So anyway, there I was, sitting in my boss's office. All of a sudden, the phone rings, and my boss says...
Sorry to interrupt, darling, but I think the baby's crying. Could you go and check?
2.
Can I help you? Yes. I bought these shoes here 2 days ago, and the heel on this one is already broken. Can I change them for a new pair?
Of course. Let me see if we have another pair in your size.
3.
Will you turn down that awful music?
What?
Will you turn down that awful music? Or better still, turn it off.
Oh, all right.
4.
Hi, Bob. Where are you going?
I have a meeting with the web designer and the programmer about our new website this afternoon.
Could you do me a favour? Would you mind asking the programmer to call me? I have a question for him about the budget.
Sure, no problem.